I was wondering if there's any reports of any meteorite last night.
The only thing that we had was from the Auburn Valley area. A bus driver in that area saw something coming out of the sky.
Yeah, well, my wife and I were up at 12:30. We had a power failure here at the apartment complex. And my wife, I was in bed yet. My wife called me out the window, and towards the north from our apartment window, we saw what appeared to be a flaming object in the sky. And it proceeded up from the horizon, up overhead, and real slow. It took probably about 15 minutes. And it looked just like a flaming round object, maybe slightly elliptical. And it proceeded over the top of our apartment house, and it stayed over the top of our apartment house a good 5 minutes before it came over the other side. And I got the field glasses out and looked at it, and it looked the same size in the field glasses as it did to the naked eye. You know, I couldn't bring it any closer. So then it proceeded down toward Mount Rainier in that vicinity, and it dropped down on the horizon a little bit, and then it started getting smaller, and little pieces looked like it started shooting out of it, ahead of it, and going real fast. And it looked like a flaming object of some kind, but it looked like a meteorite in reverse.
I see.
You know, like the, instead of the tail being the way it was coming from, the tail, or there was the pieces going out in front of it.
Yes. Okay, about what time was that again?
About 12:20 this morning. I guess probably from about 12:10 or 12:15 to 12:30 we observed it.
Okay, now which direction did this thing come from, do you remember?
Well, when my wife first saw it, it was looking out of our window. Our window is, our apartment house lies parallel to the SeaTac runway. And I don't remember the runway, you know, the which runways are which. But we're looking towards the north.
Okay.
Probably northwest.
Uh-huh.
And then it disappeared to the southeast or south. But generally in a northerly, southerly direction. Maybe northwest to southeast.
Uh-huh.
And it was straight up in the sky above our apartment. But it looked like it was going over a little bit. As you look at it to the north, my wife said she thought it went over to the left more, you know, towards SeaTac Airport from the apartment.
Yes.
And then it started kind of changing course and came up overhead.
And how long did that stay overhead?
Well, it was out of our sight above our roof. You know, we looked out both sides of the house and couldn't see it, and it must have been up there about a good 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
It could have been moving across, but it was moving off its toes by the time it got up overhead.
I see.
It seemed like it was moving slower when it was overhead, when we couldn't see it, than it was when it was coming up on the horizon. Now, why should the slower it moved, the smaller it got?
Okay, and this it seemed to give off particles
in
the distance.
Yes, but this was just at one time.
Yes.
All the time during it went across the sky, we didn't see it lose any particles.
Yes.
But it was just as it went down in the south, when it started getting a little bit smaller, I had the glasses on all the time then, and it looked just like something shot out from it real fast, two or three times, and they were little round, fiery objects like the color of it was. Same color it was.
Were they shooting out in the same direction or different directions?
In the same general direction it was going.
I see.
Toward the south.
Okay.
But it looked like they were getting smaller. I mean, it was getting smaller when this was happening.
Yes. If we get any additional information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, I'd sure be interested to find out.
Yes, we're interested in knowing where you got our number.
Oh, I called the flight service station. I'm a student pilot.
Oh, great.
And the flight service station to give it to me.
Fine, thanks again.
Okay.
Goodbye.